Hello, everyone, and thank you so much for joining us for SPIRIT, the stimulating program initiative for retirees that inspires thought. I'm Judy Steinig, Senior Director of the OU's Department of Community Projects and Partnerships and coordinator and host for SPIRIT. The OU started SPIRIT several years ago as an on-site program, and now we're happy to present it as an online program for retirees, not yet retirees, baby boomers, empty nesters, sandwich generation parents, and seniors, everyone who's looking for educational, intellectual, and spiritual growth. Since the beginning of the pandemic, SPIRIT continues to be the safe and ideal way for everyone to connect and learn together in a virtual setting. Yesterday, everyone should have received an email from the OU SPIRIT program about our Rosh Hashanah appeal. Since the beginning of the pandemic, we have globally engaged over 6,800 students like yourself in over 18 countries with our online classes. Our subjects focus on relevant topics such as health, relationships, finance, life cycle, Jewish history, and current events. To continue keeping this content rich and plentiful, we need your support. There are over 150 sessions that have been included in the archives. There's no charge to access SPIRIT's programs, but we need your help to continue it and increase our programming. There's all sorts of things that we're planning for after Yontif, and we'll talk about that later. When you are giving tzedakah at this time of the year, please include the SPIRIT program. Today, we are so happy to welcome back Shmuel Zaidman to the SPIRIT Forum. Shmuel has presented for us several times on Medicare and will give us all the information that we need to update this important coverage. It is my pleasure to turn the SPIRIT over to Shmuel Zaidman. Thank you, everyone, for joining us.
Hi, good morning, everyone. My name is Shmuel Zaidman, and welcome to the program today. Before I begin, I just want to thank the OU and, of course, Rebbetzin Steinig and her staff for doing such a wonderful job. Thank you, as always. So the reason I was asked to speak is because for the past 15 years, I have been a health insurance specialist and a Medicare insurance specialist. And since today's topic is on Medicare, it is my pleasure to share my experience and what's new and what's coming up for this year with all of you today. I will share my screen and go through some slides, and that will help to guide the conversation. And at the end, if anyone has a question, I'd be more than happy to see if I can answer that for you. Okay, so we have an informative website for people to use in case they have just something they'd like to read, some general information. And you can see the website on the screen. It's a public website, and there's no sales going on the website. So it's just an objective public place to find great information. And if you do want to speak with us or contact us, our number is there and you can reach out to us anytime. Let's see how we get to the next page here. There we go. Okay. So we put out a paper ad that looks something like this. It basically says what everyone's thinking, and that is Medicare is confusing. Why is it confusing? It's because all government programs are confusing. It's also confusing because we're bombarded with a lot of information from different sources, whether it's mail or TV, radio, a bus driving by. We're all bombarded with so much information. You hear one thing from one person, one thing from another.
Shmuel, I'm sorry. Can you speak? Can you put your volume up a little bit? It lowered.
All right. You let me know if you could hear me.
Oh, that's, yeah. Okay.
Okay. Maybe I just need to be closer to the screen. Okay. So I was just saying that Medicare is naturally confusing because we receive information from many different sources and we just don't know which one is correct. So, and we all have unique and specific circumstances. And it's okay to feel that you're special and that you need to speak with someone and that you need a moment for someone to focus on exactly your case or what's going on with you. So everyone here should have, if they're on Medicare or plan to be on Medicare, received a Medicare card. As you can see, it's red, white, and blue, and it says Medicare health insurance. And you will receive this card in the mail once you enter Medicare. This is the open enrollment period coming up starting October 15th, and it lasts for about 6 weeks. And so you're going to see a lot of flyers that's going to say Medicare open enrollment. What does that mean? That means that you can make a change to your coverage. Some coverages you can change all year long, and some of them we need to make a change in an emergency. There's something critical and your coverage is just not going to work for you. And so we try to use every tool possible to make that change even randomly in the middle of the year. But this is going to be the open enrollment coming up, which is why we're talking about it now, because it's the opportunity to make a change and do a little bit of research and see if there's something better for you for 2023. So when does the open enrollment start? It starts October 15th. And it goes through December 7th. So you have that very short period of time to make a change. If you cannot make a change, you did not realize there was a time to make a change, we try to find a way to do that for you throughout the year, but try to focus on it now and just put it to rest, get it out of the way. And if you have to make a change, you did it during the right period of time. So we all know what Medicare is. Medicare is health insurance, but when we see the card, it does something that no other insurance does. And that is it separates the parts of Medicare. Regular health insurance does not say you have hospital and doctor and prescription drug coverage, and then you check off the box, I've got this, I've got that, I've got that. Medicare actually separates it with identifiable words, and they use the following words, Part A, Part B, Part D, and even Part C, which is the Medicare HMOs that people can elect to have. So it's different than all other health insurance in that they actually outline what it is that you have on the card. So if someone's card doesn't say A, then that means they don't have hospital coverage. If someone's card doesn't say B, then they do not have coverage for outpatient hospital lab and outpatient surgery. They just don't have coverage. And so if you do not have the letter A or B, you definitely want and you need it, or you want it, or you thought you had it, now would be the time to confirm and investigate so that change could be made. D stands for drugs. It's not printed on your card. You get a separate card that says Medicare Rx. And we'll talk about what that means. We call that a standalone prescription drug plan. So here's just a different outline of what we just discussed. A is hospitalization, skilled nursing facility, and some home health care. Part B refers to doctors, labs, x-rays, and outpatient procedures. Part C is the combination of all those together, A, B, and D, for a Medicare Advantage plan to take over. And you switch your coverage from regular Medicare to that private company that's providing that combined plan. We'll talk about that shortly. And then Part D, which is prescription drug coverage. So prescription drug coverage is very confusing. I don't expect anyone to understand it fully, but what we try to do is we try to give as much basic understanding so there aren't that many surprises. Prescription drug coverage has four different times of the year where your pricing can change on you. One is during a small deductible, which for 2023 will be $505. So some medications, when you go to the pharmacy in January, they'll say you have a deductible and you need to pay the full price of the medication. Some don't have a high price or the deductible doesn't apply. But for those who are taking a medication, that will go up from $480 to $505, $25. And that is the first phase of your pricing. And then after you've hit your deductible, you'll have another set of pricing. And then that pricing will continue till you fill about $4,300. It's actually 46. I just have to update the slide. $4,600 in prescriptions. you didn't pay 4,600, but you filled 4,600. And once you filled that much, you are now in the donut hole, also known as the coverage gap. And the pricing changes once again on you. Again, you didn't ask for anyone to change the pricing. You didn't even know it was coming. You just showed up at the pharmacy and they said, we need this amount of money. But yesterday you paid less and you don't know why the price went up. So you pay 25% in the coverage gap. And then once you filled about $7,400 in prescriptions, again, you didn't pay $7,400. You might have paid, I'm guessing, around maybe $4,000 out of that $7,400. Then you reach the catastrophic phase where they have compassion and they lower your pricing down to 5%. So again, there's no exact science. You have to kind of go with the flow. If you have expensive medications, you know at some point you're going to reach the deductible. You're going to make it through the initial phase where you pay a copay or a percentage, and you will reach the coverage gap and your price will change. So everybody likes this slide because this is what we use to express what the donut hole is. If you look at the numbers on the screen, 1, 2, 3, 4, you see there, number one is when you just pay a copay or you have to reach your deductible, which is up to $505 on certain medications. And then two is where you might pay a copay or a percentage of your prescriptions. But then three is where it changes to 25%. And then four is the catastrophic where it goes down to 5%. A lot of people show up at the pharmacy and the pharmacist, who's not a trained insurance broker or a Medicare specialist, he will say something that might scare you, like your prescription is not covered. Now, of course, you're going to get upset because you ran your prescriptions and you chose your drug plan and you knew your drugs were covered. So it's a bit of a mystery. He says they're not covered. What he's trying to say is something totally different. And he doesn't know that he's supposed to be saying it differently because that's not his job. His job is just to say, I'm sorry, you have to pay me this amount for your prescriptions. It's not covered. But what's really happening is some prescriptions need prior authorization. All that means is the doctor has a process where he asks the drug company, please authorize this prescription because it's a controlled substance. It's given in a different dosage than normal or some other variation that is different than what somebody, an average person might have. There's a few steps to that process, but for the most part, I took a slide here just to help you understand that you shouldn't be afraid when you show up to the pharmacy and he says your medication is not covered. It's very likely it is covered. You just either have your deductible or it has to be prior authorized. Now, they have something called step therapy. Step therapy is for other expensive and unique drugs. The process is they don't want to pay for that unique or expensive drug. So what they do is they ask that you first try a standard or less expensive drug, a more mainstream drug. And your doctor will get involved and he'll either say you've already done that or he'll actually do it with you. But sometimes the drug company won't approve a medication until you've taken a lower, more mainstream drug. But once you make it through the process and they approve it, you'll be able to get that more expensive drug, if indeed that's the result, for the rest of the year without any incident. So again, just another slide to help drive home the point. You've got stage one, your yearly deductible, stage two, initial coverage, there's copays or a percentage, and depending on what type of drug you take. And then step three, stage three is where the coverage gap, the donut hole, and then stage four. There's something called a late enrollment penalty. A late enrollment penalty means that from the time you first became qualified to be on a Medicare, for whatever reason, you did not have prescription drug coverage. For example, someone did not need to take any prescriptions. Why would they think of buying a prescription drug plan? So they don't. But then a year or two later, they need to take a prescription and they get a drug plan. And let's say the premium for the drug plan is $10. But they get a bill, an invoice for the drug plan premium, $15. They want to know, why is it $15? They bought a $10 plan. Then they find out they get a late enrollment penalty. They're being charged an extra $5 every single month for their drug plan just because they didn't have one. They went without a drug plan for that year or two up until that point. So that's called a late enrollment penalty. And there's about a 1% or 33 cents a month accumulated penalty, which is about $4 a year. Now, Medicare is health insurance, but what happens if you get a flyer in the mail that says, hey, you know what, you need a secondary insurance? Well, what's a secondary insurance for? Why do you need one? And what are they? So there's two different types of secondary insurance. But what is the purpose of a secondary insurance? The purpose is to pay the costs that Medicare did not pay. An approved service, they just didn't pay the full bill. For example, person can go to the hospital and get treated on Medicare, but there's a deductible. It's about $1,500. Well, you're responsible for that. If you have a Medicare supplement, they would actually pay that on your behalf, so you wouldn't have to pay that. So if someone went to the hospital three times in 1 year, instead of having to lay out $1,556 for the deductible three times, potentially, the supplement would actually pay it on your behalf. Somebody might decide, you know, I like this Medicare Advantage plan. That's also very attractive. It's a secondary insurance, you might think. But what actually is happening is you're actually giving up Medicare as your primary insurance, and you're electing a private insurance company to help take care of you. And you agree to use that company. Many people go to those companies because of the extra benefits they offer. I'll mention a few of those, but those are the two choices someone can have to help with the expenses that Medicare does not cover in full, and maybe some extra benefits. So here's just a few of the differences between a Medicare supplement and a Medicare Advantage plan. You can see here a Medicare supplement, you can choose any doctor that takes Medicare. You don't need referrals unless a specialist is asking for one aside from Medicare, outside the rules of Medicare. They just want someone to come with a referral so they know they're actually treating someone that needs their services, but no referrals are necessary. There's no network restrictions. Just go anywhere you want that they take Medicare. And you can buy pretty much any time. As long as you're in pretty good shape, you know, healthy, then you can buy it at any time. In New York, the rules are slightly different. Someone could buy a supplement even if they're ill, which is unique. Most states, that's not how it works. You have to be in moderate to healthy shape to be approved on a supplement. And by paying the supplement plan, the costs are generally between $80 and $300 a month. They'll actually pay your medical expenses. The low end, the $80 end, there's a little bit of cost that you have, but at the high end of the $300, they basically pay everything, which is very nice. It does not include prescription drug coverage or any dental or any vision. There's no extras. They just do one thing very well, let you go and take care of yourself wherever you need to, and then pay the bill. On the right side of the screen, you can see it says Medicare Advantage. Medicare Advantage is different. That means Medicare is no longer your primary insurance, and the private insurance company is now in charge. So you do have to use the hospitals and the doctors that are in the network. If you have a PPO, there are still rules and expenses, but you can go to other doctors outside the network. You do need referrals many a time, and you have to stay within that network, or if you go out of the network, there's a higher cost here. You can't just enroll any random month of the year. You have to do it during the open enrollment period or when you have a special enrollment period. Again, we try to use every tool to help someone to get in or out of a plan, but you generally have to do it at this time of the year. The costs are very interesting. The Medicare Advantage plans are actually subsidized by the federal government. That means the federal government actually writes a check every month to the Medicare Advantage plan to take care of you. So let's say they give them $1,000 a month. That means that the federal government, the Medicare, does not want to hear from you. Now that private insurance company is in charge. Many of them have no premium. Okay, in other words, they don't charge you every month to have the insurance. Every insurance you'll ever have in your life has a premium, or else why are they giving you insurance? They have to make money. Well, the federal government is paying them every month to take care. And now that you're off their books, the federal government, So everybody's happy. Private insurance company is making some money. The federal government has you off their balance sheet. The only thing is that you have to pay a copay for pretty much every service, whether it might be zero just for a doctor visit. Some plans have that. But basically, overall, you'll pay 20 for this, 50 for that, 300 for this, 500 for that. The cost will tally at some point. There is a max amount of pocket, so a person can know there is a limit. The limits are generally around $6,000-$8,000. So in contrast, if someone has a supplement, which is the left side of the screen, they just pay a premium every month and in general have very little or almost no out-of-pocket expenses. The Medicare Advantage plan does come with a prescription drug component. So if someone says, oh, I need prescription drug coverage because I do take prescriptions, they don't have to buy a separate one. It's already included. Yes, there's copays and deductibles, just like with a regular drug plan, but it's all combined into one package, which is convenient for many people. And that's one of the reasons why they like having a Medicare Advantage plan versus the Medicare supplemental plan. Not everybody is so excited to give out a Medicare Advantage plan, because when someone might need acute care, the facility that you might need for that care might not take your Medicare Advantage plan, or the cost share that you have might be very high. So I receive phone calls every day, people asking me to get them out of their Medicare Advantage plan because they need flexibility to see the doctors and specialists and facilities to take care of their current medical situation. And we do try to help with that when possible. So this slide is just showing you what it looks like if you have a Medicare supplement. You have a Medicare card, you have a prescription drug card, and then you have a supplement card, which says the plan on it. And again, you can choose your choice of providers anywhere nationwide that takes Medicare. And if you take the top plan, honestly, you're really only going to have a small deductible out of pocket. The Medicare Part B deductible is about $233. So people like that. It's simple. It makes sense. And if you could afford it, that would be the primary choice if you could afford that. So again, if you have it, you can go to the doctor and they bill Medicare. Medicare takes care of the entire claim, and they send it electronically to your supplement. You don't get involved. And the supplement has a printer. When they're told to write a check, they hit print. And out comes that check, and it goes right to the provider. So you don't actually have to get involved. They don't have to be negotiated with the supplement. There's no haggling. It's basically stress-free for the most part, which is also a good way to deal with your medical situation by not having to deal with an insurance company. And again, this is what your Medicare card looks like. Part A and Part B, you could see there on the card, and it has an effective date on the right and left, just in case you weren't sure if you what parts to read on the card. And here in the center is your Medicare number, and your name will be present on the top, very, very clear. So you know it's your card and when it started. Here's a chart of Medicare supplemental plans. Again, too much information is going to make your head spin. But if you look at the chart here, you can see that there are letters. So if someone said, I have a supplemental plan, the next question would be, well, what letter? A, B, C, D, E, F, G. There's many letters. Just one piece of advice. We try to keep it simple. And we talk to people about getting a low, a medium, or a high plan. But once you start getting into all the details, it's just going to make your head spin. My best advice is when you talk about a Medicare supplemental plan, be sure not to use the word part. When you talk about supplemental plans, you have to use the word plan. For example, if someone says they have plan A, they're talking about a supplement. Plan F, plan G, plan N. If someone says I have part A, part G, or part N, they're not really using the right words. That is what you would refer to when you talk about Medicare itself. And when you speak to someone, if you want to guarantee the conversation is not confusing, be sure to say plan when you speak about Medicare supplement and part when you're speaking about Medicare itself. That'll help make the conversation a lot clearer. The two most popular plans now would be the G and the N. Again, they're almost identical, especially in New York. The only difference is that the N might have a copay or two for a primary or a specialist or an ER. Very low and very doable if someone would like to pay a little bit less money and have a supplemental plan because they cannot afford the higher amount for the G. So again, there's two common plans, the G and the N. The G is a higher one, and there's really no out-of-pocket expenses. The N, just a few. Some people take what's called a high deductible plan, and that plan is maybe $80 or so dollars per month. It's very inexpensive, but there's a small deductible built in above and beyond Medicare. So it's about $2,400 or $2,500 they put in a deductible. But if you think about it, it's better to have a supplement that you could afford with a small deductible than either nothing at all or potentially saying, I'll take a Medicare Advantage HMO, and then you're restricted. And then when you need to go to a provider and they're told, we don't take your insurance, you feel that you're not getting the best care. So we talk to each person one-on-one, find out what they can afford and give them the best coverage that they can afford. Now, thank God, this in the United States, we have such opportunity financially. And many people are doing much better. They're making in retirement $100,000, $200,000, $300,000, $400,000. If you're making more than the average person, which they say as a couple might be $170,000 or so, $80,000, then, and you can see right here, they're going to charge you a fee, an income-related penalty, because you're successful. So someone here might be making $250,000 and they're not paying the regular price for Medicare. What is the regular price for Medicare? It's $170. So anyone as a couple making less than $180 or as a single making less than about $90, they're paying $170 per month for Medicare itself. So if someone says, what does Medicare cost? Medicare costs $170 per month. What does it cost to you? Well, if you're making above that number, you're going to pay a little more. But the good news is that if you're making more, pay it with happiness, because not everyone is doing so well in their retirement, and you should consider it a blessing. It doesn't last forever. You do not have to pay the penalty forever. It's only as long as your average income is above that amount. But if your average income is lower in 1 or 2 years from now, your premium will also go down to the normal amount of 170. So it's not forever. It's just as long as you're making that amount, it will be higher. Also, for your prescription drug coverage, it's the same rule. They'll just give you a small upcharge if you're making above the average income. And again, we say pay it with happiness because you're doing well and not everybody else is doing so well. So pay it with happiness and it will go away. Here in this sheet here, we just outlined some of the charges someone might experience with Medicare. Again, if you have a supplement, it's all covered, but on the higher plans, on the N and the G, for example, and on the high deductible plan F or the high deductible plan G, after that small deductible of $2,500. You can see here on this chart, it just shows you the deductible for Medicare A is about $1,556. And you could see here that the deductible for Part B is $233, and the premium for Part B is $170. There's other fees here, but again, they'll be covered if somebody has a supplemental plan for the most part. I have a sheet, which of course is available, and it just outlines these same charges and costs. Again, they're covered if someone has a supplement, but still, if you want a copy of the sheet, let me know. It has all the numbers on it for Part A hospital and for Part B outpatient. Okay, let's see here. The top of subjects that come up. Someone might miss their Medicare sign-up period, right? They're working. They don't realize anything has to be done. And maybe at 67, they say, oh, wait a second, I'm supposed to be on Medicare. So if you're working for a large company full-time, you're an active employee, you don't have to sign up for Medicare. It doesn't mean that you shouldn't. It doesn't mean that staying on the group insurance that they're providing is the best for you, but you won't get any penalty. If someone is not working full time and they're on COBRA, maybe they're not working at all, they have to go on Medicare. In other words, even if they like their COBRA, it's a continuation of their group insurance. They cannot stay on it as a primary insurance. They must enroll in Medicare and they will get a penalty if they don't. But even worse, if there's a medical expense, the COBRA will not want to pay because COBRA knows that they're second. They're the secondary. So they're going to say, well, did you bill Medicare? And then all of a sudden you're going to say, I don't have Medicare. And then the bill won't get paid and you'll be stuck with that hospital or emergency expense. So let's see here, assuming there's coverage. Okay, many people are covered on their group insurance with their spouse. The problem is that group insurance generally is given to an employee to keep them working there or to reward them, but not reward the spouse. So the employee might be free or cost $300, $400, $500, $800, $1,000 a month out of their payroll, but the spouse is not free. So if you take a look at your pay stub, you'll see that you're paying for your spouse $300, $500, $800, $1,000. So if you're eligible for Medicare, you can stay, but once your spouse is eligible for Medicare, the likelihood that it's worth for them to stay on the group is a lot lower. And most likely being on Medicare is the best bet. Choosing the wrong Medicare supplement, also known as Medigap plan. Yes, there is such thing as paying too much money for a Medicare supplemental plan to get the coverage you need. Yes. So throwing away money on insurance, definitely not advisable. If you want to know if you're in the right plan or if you're paying the right amount, wherever you live, anywhere in the country, we can tell you if you're doing well or if you're overpaying. On the bottom right of the screen, this is very important. Ignoring your ANOC, pronounced ANOC, it means the annual notice of change. It is a inside baseball term that you'll never discuss. You'll never hear, your friend will never say ANOC, annual notice of change. There is a letter that will arrive at your home in the month of October or November. It's from your prescription drug company or your Medicare Advantage plan. And that letter says something is changing. Your premium is going up. Your premium is going down. We're covering your prescriptions better, or we're covering it less. We're not covering your prescription at all. And if you neglect to read that letter, it will either cost you more money, and you'll only discover that in, you know, February or March when you go to the pharmacy for the first time, or later in the year, and it'll be too late to make a change. Just one example, one insurance company that provides prescription drug company coverage, you've heard of them, it's a famous company. They changed a plan from $20 per month to $80. Many people didn't look at their bank statement or credit card until March. And then they saw an $80 charge. And then they found out that their $20 plan went to $80. So it's important to read that annual notice of change. I think we're almost done here. So just a few bits of information to help you. We love to travel, but Medicare does not really cover you outside the country. And over 15 years, maybe three people called me and said that they had a medical event outside the country, wherever that took place, and they were covered, meaning reimbursed by Medicare. I advise everyone, and I can provide it to you with a link that you can purchase travel medical insurance for the few days or the few weeks you're going out of the country, wherever you're going, Israel, France, whatever place in the world, England, you need to go. For Pesach, for vacation, whatever, wherever you're traveling, this year Sukkot, you do need to know that your Medicare is not necessarily going to cover you or won't cover you. So best just to buy the insurance for the $50, the $80, the $100. I buy it and it works. Some of us here do have low income. And there is a term called LIS, low income subsidy. For example, if you called Social Security or Medicare and they looked at your profile, they might say the following words: you have LIS level 1 or 2 or 3 or 4. That means low income subsidy. It means that they've adjusted the cost of your prescription drugs, which is very nice. Person has lower income, we have compassion as society, and they'll have what's called LIS. So it's important to know that if you hear those letters, LIS, it means you have help with prescription drugs. And if you want to request help with prescription drugs, in one of my next slides, I'll tell you how you can do that. Okay, in New York, there's something called EPIC. EPIC is a program to help reduce the cost of your prescription expenses. Okay, it's a quick form. If you need it, I can get it to you. It's about 2 pages, and anyone up to about, I think it's $100,000 in annual income can qualify. So if you need help with your prescriptions, let me know. I can send you the form. You can go to their website. It's EPIC, E-P-I-C. If you're in New Jersey, for example, because we're near New Jersey, they have a different program called PAD, P-A-A-D, and Senior Gold. Someone makes less than about 50,000, I'm just being general with the number, about 50,000 or less, then they can qualify, and they will also be able to get a reduction in their cost of prescription drugs. If you need a form, they also have a website. I have the form also, I can send it over to you. Some of us here have, we live only on Social Security, and we've been approved for additional help, and they have special words that refer to that additional help. I don't expect anyone to memorize it, but if you hear these terms, it means that this is someone at the lowest end of the income scale, and they might have full Medicaid, not community health plan, but they have full Medicaid, and a lot of the expenses that someone might have are completely waived with Medicare. For example, one of the terms are QMB or QMB plus. We in the broker world, we refer to that as Quimby. Or someone might have SLMB, specify low income. We just refer to that as SLMB. At the end of the day, if you have either of these types of coverage or full Medicaid, someone's $170 per month premium for Medicare can in whole or part be waived by Medicare and other cost shares. So if someone is at the lower end of the income scale and they do need help, then they can apply. The amount of money someone can have in assets is very low, but if somebody qualifies and they need help, then this is definitely something that they should ask about. Okay, the race, the mad dash for open enrollment starts basically now. Not at the end of this presentation, but the mail and the flyers and the advertisements are ramping up and they're about to be let loose on the public. 40 million of us, 40 million seniors will be bombarded for the next 2 months with only a 6-week period to make any changes. That means every insurance carrier, the 150 different plans that someone could possibly consider enrolling in between prescription drugs, Medicare Advantage, and Medicare supplements throughout our country, they're going to be advertising and trying to get your business. Telemarketers from all these companies, private companies, brokers of all types are going to be trying to sell you something or try to convince you to use them to make a change. You have to know you're going to have a mailbox full of this stuff. You have to resist it. You have to resist the texts. You have to resist the telemarketing calls. You might accidentally say yes. Someone might call your house and say, did you know that Medicare covers dental? And then you say yes. Next thing you know, you have a new card arriving at your house from a private insurance plan, a Medicare Advantage plan. And you don't know what this is for. And next thing you know, you find out you switched. So it is tempting. You see a very attractive flyer or an advertisement. You know, last year we talked about Joe Namath, the famous football player. He was on TV 24 hours a day. You couldn't escape him. And so it's just very important to know that most of what you see and read is not actually either true or it does not apply to you. I'll give you just two examples so you understand not to be tempted, but to ask a lot of questions rather than fall prey to something that's not actually good for you. Someone might call, or you might see printed about grocery money. You might see that there's money to pay for travel and other pharmacy and grocery and other gas. And those are definitely given out, but generally you have to have a lower income to get a lot of those high benefits. So it doesn't necessarily apply to you. It's just something to attract you and get your attention. If you do qualify, fantastic. We'll let you know. We can tell you how you find out. But it does not apply to most of the public. A couple other things that they might do to reach out to you is promise you dental and vision care. What we do is our motto here is you need to have the best health insurance that you could afford. After you've done that, if you have a choice, one plan gives you dental or vision, fantastic. But you need to firm up and have 100% confidence that you have the best insurance you could afford and your doctor takes it and your favorite hospital. After that, you could focus on a free card for something and a dental or vision coverage. But your priority or our priority is your medical care. So you're gonna get a lot of these flyers. We have an image here on the screen. If you're listening, it's a picture of your garbage can in your kitchen with an arrow just saying where to put the flyers. Put them straight in the garbage can. You're welcome to call someone like myself, and I will tell you if it applies to you or if it's just garbage, but in general, most of it is just throw it in the garbage can. One of the reasons you can just throw it right in the garbage can is because there's no reason that you have to change your plan from one year to the next. In other words, if you did nothing, there's a good likelihood you'll be fine for next year. So not making a change could be perfect for you. So don't feel the temptation to have to make a change. You know, that 10th telemarketer might make you crack and then you take the phone call and you might do something you regret. Do not feel the pressure to speak to a professional from day one. If anyone has any questions, I can take them now. If the Rebbetzin wants to moderate, no problem. I'll be more than happy to answer anyone's questions privately. You can contact me anytime.
Thank you so much. Are you going to stop the screen share?
Yes, stop share. Okay.
Okay. Thank you. That was, you gave us so much information. If anybody has questions, you can either chat them to me or chat them to Shmuel Zaidman, and we'll answer as many as we can. I have one question did come in. When you were mentioning the different prices depending on people's income, that was per person, correct? If it were a couple, it would be double. I think there was 107, right? That was per person.
Right, there's no group price. There's no couple discount, household discount. It's 170 per person.
Okay, there's a question. I have two comments. Somebody wants, okay, these I can answer.
The copy of the slides.
Yes, it will be in the recording and hopefully everyone will get the recording either today or tomorrow. And we will, in the email, we will put in phone, we will have, you won't even have to go to the recording. It'll be straight in the email. If you can give the link for travel insurance, we could also put that in with the recording. If you could just send that to me. Okay. Okay. Now, next question. What is the income limit for low income subsidy?
Okay. So it does fluctuate, but what I do is I tell people that low income subsidy is generally going to be in the low 20s. I'll say 25,000 or less. There's different levels, but if you just want a general number to rule yourself out, I would say 25,000 if you have income above it. I believe that I mean, the number's public. I just don't know the number offhand, but I think that if you say I make more than $25,000, you can assume that you don't qualify for low income subsidy. However, you could always apply for EPIC because you can make $25,000, $50,000, $75,000, $100,000 as a couple to help make a dent in your prescription drug cost if it's something that's on your mind. Or in New Jersey, for example, every state is different. So it depends where you live, but in New York and New Jersey, I would, you know, New York is up to 100,000 and New Jersey is up to about almost 50 for prescription drug help.
Okay, I got a whole bunch here. Okay, the first, they're both, two are related. One is, will Medicare pay for hearing aids? And then there's another one related, and is there going to be a change for hearing aids? So, okay, so if you could just respond to the issue on hearing aids.
Okay, so Medicare doesn't pay for hearing aids. Hearing aids could cost from $25. I know there's some people laughing, and I'm glad they could hear me. honestly, up to $6,000. If you speak to an audiologist, they'll tell you that the human ear can hear like 40,000 different sounds, and that you do, not everyone can buy a $25 hearing aid. They have to buy maybe 3,000 an ear or up to 6,000. Medicare did announce that they will be rolling out some reduction for 2023. There are no details. I would love to share them, but there just are none. So we don't know if it's going to be something that's exciting or just a 10, 20% reduction. So instead of paying 6,000, you know, you ended up paying 5,000. Obviously every penny counts, but we're waiting to get more details. That's regarding hearing aids. Was there a second part of that question or was it just on hearing aids?
No, you got it. You got it. So okay. Basically we have to stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
Right. Okay.
But don't believe everything you see, because if you see a flyer that talks about a hearing aid benefit, most likely it's a private insurance company, a Medicare Advantage plan, saying we give $1,000 every other year or $2,000 or $3,000 towards hearing aids. That's not a bad thing, but then you have to be in that Medicare Advantage plan and give up traditional Medicare. So you have to be careful if you see something, don't just jump at it as if it's straight from Medicare.
Okay. What about the free drug coverage we get in the mail that says, just present the card to the pharmacy if you're already on a plan?
Okay, those are fantastic, actually. Let me tell you what those are. Not everybody has a prescription drug plan. A 20-year-old might not have health insurance. They're healthy, they're young. Why do they have to have health insurance? But what happens if they need a prescription? Maybe they actually do need one now and then. That drug card does not require any enrollment. There is no fee on a monthly basis. And so if you go to the pharmacy and you present that card, you might get half off. The same thing applies to somebody on Medicare. When you go to the pharmacy, you're not forced to use your prescription drug plan. If your prescription drug plan says your copay is $25, but at our favorite bulk warehouse, Costco, they charge $10, or at ShopRite, they charge you $4. While you're using your prescription drug plan at CVS and paying $25, go to ShopRite, pay $4, go to Costco, pay cash $10, use that discount card. Just do your research and make sure that you're going to a preferred pharmacy with your prescription drug card to get the best price. And if it's still lower with that discount card or cash, feel free. There's no law that says you can't pay cash or use that discount card. So that card is not always better, but if it makes it lower, less expensive, you can use it.
Okay. Can you recommend the best supplemental plan companies? Or is that something you need to speak to people privately about?
No, I'll answer it. I don't want to not answer it. I'll say it like this. We have to take each state separately because, believe it or not, each carrier has a sweet spot for price for different age in each state. So for example, we'll just take one company, not picking on anyone. Let's take Blue Cross Blue Shield. Blue Cross Blue Shield in New York, they have a standard price for all ages. But in New Jersey, they do not. It's a different price for every age. So if someone is 70 years old, the price for a supplement that they want might be $180. What would happen if the price with a different company was $160 for the same exact plan? Well, why would they pay $20 more for the Blue Cross in New Jersey if they could pay $20 less with just as good as company for the same plan. So you have to take each state separately and look at what options there are. It happens to be, though, some companies are more difficult to deal with, and some companies, the billing options are not as flexible. Okay, fine. So if someone says they want excellent customer service or they want a great online portal, I will be able to tell them, hey, you know, this company is better. But in general, each state separately has to be addressed for where you live.
Okay. Is it a mistake just to keep the same Medigap plan year to year?
Well, it's guaranteed renewable. Those are fancy words for you don't have to do a thing except pay your premium. Many states, the premium goes up every year or two, $5, $10, $15. You do not have to keep your plan forever. For example, one company raises their prices exorbitantly at age 70 to 80. Well, if you could lower your monthly cost and just not be in that company and take one of the five other ones, you could save $100 a month between you and your spouse. So I encourage people every 2 to 3 years to make a phone call to their Medicare insurance specialist, their broker, and say, you know, I have X, I'm paying X, it's going up. Can I do any better? You might not be able to do any better, and where you are right now is fantastic. But in a year or two from now, you might be able to do a lot better because of just the way the industry and the pricing. So each company has a sweet spot of age range, and I encourage everyone every 2 to 3 years just to make a phone call to their broker. Myself, you can call me and I'll help you to see if you can do better.
Okay. Do you pay the Medicare Part B premium if you join Medicare Advantage plan?
Yes. One thing about Medicare Advantage plans is that it might take over for Medicare, but unless you have Medicare A and B, you can't have a Medicare Advantage plan. If you don't pay your Part B premium, guess what you're going to lose? You're going to lose your Part B. And if you lose your Part B, you can't have a Medicare Advantage plan. So you have to pay your $170 a month, even if you take a Medicare Advantage plan. And just as a follow-up to that question, there is a new feature to entice you to enroll in a Medicare Advantage plan. You're going to love this one. What they do is they give you money back to pay your Part B premium. Okay, so what are we talking about? One plan might say we're giving you $50. Well, if you're paying $170 to Part B and they're giving you $50, that means you're now only paying $120 for Part B. And there's a terminology to refer to that. It's called a Part B give back. So it's called a Part B give back. And you might see an advertisement that says Part B give back $50, $70, $20. That just means that instead of paying $170, it's going to go down by that amount. So now you just save another $50, $20, or $70 per month. And that might make a good dent in your budget. So that might be good for you. So when we speak to our clients, we first have to make sure that the plan itself gives them the best medical coverage. And if there's a Part B give back, then they also get to save $20, $30, $50, $100 a month potentially on their Part B premium.
If somebody wants to know whether, you know, you or people like, you know, how are there charges for the services that insurance specialists do? How does that work?
Okay, so normally there is no fee because we receive payments as brokers from all of the insurance companies. So for example, Blue Cross Blue Shield. Blue Cross Blue Shield, they pay me when I enroll a client in a drug plan, in a Medicare Advantage plan, in a supplemental plan. When I give someone dental, when I give someone vision, if I sell someone a long-term care policy. So I don't have to charge for my time and consultation and experience to give you the right coverage. I get paid by the insurance company. Sometimes people ask me to do things outside of that, other types of help. And just maybe for my office staff, I have to charge just an administrative fee. But other than that, we are not planning on charging anyone anything to take care of their annual or insurance needs.
And that would be other people, other specialists as well. That would be the standard, I would imagine.
I would say so, yes.
Okay.
How long does it... if I could, just want to say one more thing. What would you rather do? For example, since I don't charge a fee and I'm an actual real person you could talk to, would you rather call a telemarketer in Kentucky, or would you rather deal with someone who you can actually speak to, like a layman, and the money also stays in your community? So some people might say, oh, I'm going to call up the main number at company X. You could, but you cannot rely that that person who works only for that company. For example, an employee at Humana only works for Humana. So they won't actually be able to talk to you about all the options. They're just going to talk to you about Humana. So one of the things that we can do is we can talk to you about all plans. And since we don't charge a fee and the money can stay in the community, we encourage you to consider that option too.
How long does it take for the enrollment in Medicare? How far in advance do you have to apply?
It depends. If someone's turning 65, we recommend 2 to 3 months before they turn 65. If they're leaving their employer, if they have Part A, they don't have to do 3 months. They can really do it close to when they're leaving. But if they don't have Part A, you need to give it 2 to 3 months.
Okay. Is it difficult to change a company in your supplemental plan? I heard it's really difficult and they can decide not to accept you.
That's true. Let's say someone is taking a heart medication. Some of the companies might not want your application. They'll say that we don't want someone in your health condition. If someone's in the middle of physical therapy, pretty much nobody will accept them. Certain states, yes, but they might not pay for the remainder of that physical therapy till it's over, till that health situation has been resolved. So it's true. One of the things that we do is we ask people off the record, just confidentially between us, what type of health situation they're dealing with or their health conditions. And then we know right away that, you know, only a few companies will actually consider approving them. So we don't waste time applying with other companies when we know they're just going to reject them.
Okay. Are we billed directly the $233 deductible for a Medicare supplement plan, or does Medicare take it from our Social Security benefit?
Very few things can come out of your Social Security check. The only things that can come out of your Social Security check are occasionally I've seen someone's withholding for taxes, but that's not the norm. You can have your Part D prescription drug plan premium come out of your Social Security check. You can have your Medicare Part B premium come out of your Social Security check. But the one thing you cannot have come out of your Social Security check is your Medicare supplement. That has to be paid either on auto pay, where they take it out once a month from a bank or credit card, or generally they'll take a monthly payment by check or a quarterly payment by check, but not out of your Social Security check.
Okay, there are two more questions, and I think we're going to stop at that. If coverage and costs vary by state, would I have to look for a broker and advisor in my state? Or, you know, could any, you know, for example, can you deal with other states, I guess would be the question.
Yeah, we deal with all 50 states.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But you're correct. Just like other services, they generally work in that community or neighborhood. They don't work in the next state. Why would they be working in the next state? Their business is right here in this community. We actually work with people all over the country. So if you don't know someone in your local area, or you would just want to deal with a professional, we actually can help you no matter where you are.
Okay. And the last question we're going to deal with is, if someone is on Medicaid, I heard you only need Part A and B and the rest is covered by Medicaid. And the $170 fee for Part B is covered by MIPP. Okay. That's the.
Right. Okay. So, one of the things that I have to do is I have to, it's a unique term that I use. It's called a reverse forensic investigator. People say a lot of things to me and then I have to verify it, but not everybody that has Medicaid actually has Medicaid. There's 20 different levels of Medicaid. How do you know which one you have? And does that one pay the premium and waive all your expenses? So if someone truly has the highest level of Medicaid, then what you just said, Rabbitson, is true, is they don't necessarily need anything else. However, what would happen if they needed to see a provider that does not take Medicaid? If that provider does not take Medicaid, two things are going to happen. A, they won't see you at all because legally they're not supposed to bill you. Or you'll see a provider and you're going to be responsible for the 20%. If someone goes out of state, the state of New York's Medicaid doesn't really work in Pennsylvania for the most part, or New Jersey, and vice versa. Someone has New Jersey Medicaid or some other town, it doesn't work in New York. So sometimes what we do is we recommend they take the lower costing supplemental plan voluntarily to cover them when they do go out of state, or to providers that don't take Medicaid.
Okay, I think that is it. We want to thank Shmuel so much for an amazing presentation. As I said, all of his contact info will be with the recording that you will get shortly, or hopefully today or tomorrow. Before we end the presentation, I just want to let everyone know that we will be taking a break for the whole Yontif season, obviously, since Yontif is Mondays and Tuesdays, and this program is on Tuesday. So we will be, you'll be hearing before our next program, which will be at the end of October, you'll certainly be hearing from us. And of course, in the meantime, our archives are always available, and we look forward to seeing you back. If anybody has suggestions for other presentations, just be in touch. And I just want to also tell you that we are planning on starting another exciting dimension for our spirit audience, which would be more of a social component to it. As everyone knows, everybody is always muted for our presentations and you cannot unmute. Well, this would be another program where you can unmute and you will talk to each other, something that you're not able to do here. So stay tuned, and we'll let you know when that will be opening up, and you know when that will be. So take care, everybody. Have a great week. Be safe and healthy. A good Shabbos and a good Yontif, Kasiva v'Chasima Tova, and we look forward to seeing you after the Yom Tovim. Take care.